Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know what? The One Thing Conference is coming up.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
We always enjoy the One Thing Conference. One Thing 2012 is here, and it's so important to be able to do it. It happens out of Kansas City, Missouri. IHOP, International House of Prayer, started it. They started in 1998, the same year that we started, when God began to call us out to do what we're doing. And I love Mike's Bickle's passion for the love of God and help. And this year's One Thing Conference. And listen, you don't have to go all the way to Kansas City, Missouri. You can go to ihop.org, not .com, because you get pancakes. But if you go to .org, then you're going to get, you know, you can watch it with a group of people or in your fellowship online. You know, that's how all of our churches, you know, around the nation, that's how we do it. And it's a wonderful time. You know, worship's there and the messages are there. And as a matter of fact, you got to hear what's taking place.
The best kept secret in the church today is the magnificence of Jesus. The most powerful, pleasurable thing that will ever touch your heart is the excellence, the magnificence, the knowledge of this man given to you by the Holy Spirit in this age, in the age to come.
There is an escalating crisis in our nation with increased abortions, rampant immorality, injustice, human trafficking, a growing economic crisis, and sustained drought, along with compromise permeating much of the church. At the same time, the Lord is preparing His church for the greatest revival and prayer movement in human history as His people minister in the power of the Spirit and reach out to see the great harvest of souls promised in the Scripture. The kingdom will make great advancements, seeing the Lord's transforming power touch every sphere of society. Forerunners are arising who will lovingly confront darkness, expose lies, and take an uncompromising stand for the truth of Scripture with deep loyalty to Jesus. This December, join with 25,000 young adults in Kansas City as we encounter Jesus and His transforming power.
Praise be to the
It's December the 28th to the 31st. If you're right there in Kansas City, Missouri, I encourage you, go. Attend it. If you are nearby, you're in driving distance, I would encourage you to go. If not, don't miss it. Listen, every year we have not, since the Lord has connected us, you know, my daughter Amber had a chance to be able to do an internship there, and she says, you know, when I spent time, 6 months, she spent time with Mike Bickle, and she says, we're kind of identical and what we're hearing from the Lord and understanding and preparing for this day. And they mentored us in our prayer and fasting community that's been going now for maybe 3 years.
It's four.
Four years now, thousands of hours of prayer. And we got to focus. Think about this. It would be totally a shame if you spent your entire life thinking about something other than Jesus. And when you get to heaven, you find out it was all about Jesus. And that, you know, understanding His magnificent beauty, and you wouldn't even know who the one who's holding the scroll with the seven seals. You're going to say, who is this guy up here? You know, that everybody's, you know, declaring His glory and His honor and calling worthy, worthy. And He's got some piece of paper in His hand and supposedly He's got seven seals. And it's like you spent your whole life thinking about religion and everything else instead of understanding that that is the one who redeemed us, who is worthy to unloose the seals that's going to bring us into eternity and bring, if you like balancing your checkbook, earth is going to be balanced. It's going to be balanced. It may seem unbalanced to you today, but it's going to be balanced. And every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, and all these evil dudes and these evil women who seem to get away with what they're doing, they will stand before the judgment seat of God,
and they'll
answer for it. And Satan, who has been tempting and doing all these things, he will be locked up in hell forever, you know, in chains. And this is a glorious day that we're going to. And so we want to end every year focused on one thing. You know, David said, one thing I do. You think about it. And, you know, that Paul said, one thing I do, forgetting what's behind, pressing on towards what's ahead. And David talked about, you know, I just always want to be in the Lord's presence. And no matter how your year went, maybe you made a lot of money this year. Maybe you lost a lot of money. Maybe you had a lot of failures, and maybe you had a lot of successes. Maybe you had a divorce. Maybe you had you got married this year. Maybe good things, but whatever. It doesn't, put it all aside. Lay it at the foot of the cross and just focus on Jesus for 4 days. December the 28th to the 31st. I know it's a big thing. Well, you know, think about it. Set yourself aside and ask others around you to set themselves aside and dedicate. And it's all day and all night, but don't do that. If you can't do that, just every night, you know, till the night of the 28th, the night of the 29th and the 30th and the 31st. And think about it. You're ending 2012 focused on Jesus, and you're beginning 2013 focused on Jesus, and it's putting things into, it's rebooting you. It's getting you back to a place of alignment again and reminding you what it's all about, and that whatever pains you went through and whatever victories you had, your pains are God will heal them, and your victories will be trophies that you lay at his feet. And you begin the year right, and God will speak to you and encourage you for the year to come, no matter what it entails. Right. So I want to encourage you to join, you know, thousands who have been coming together once a year, whether it's physically or virtually, at the One Thing Conference out of Kansas City, Missouri. You can find out more at ihop.org. ihop.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.